This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado joined the Department of Justice and other states on Thursday in suing the concert promoter Live Nation. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
One of the remedies the states are asking for is that Live Nation divest from Ticketmaster. DOJ is accusing Live Nation of controlling almost all of the components of the live music industry: marketing, ticket sales, and access to the venues. The complaint argues that fans suffer by paying more for concerts and having less competition for shows. In a statement, Live Nation said the lawsuit won't solve the issues fans care about related to fees and access to highly in-demand concerts. It also said its 1.4% profit margin was the opposite of a monopoly. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
For the first time in 30 years, there's a new way to fund Colorado schools. Governor Polis has signed into law the six-year, half-billion-dollar plan to put more money towards students living in poverty, English language learners, and special education. Teachers in Jefferson County will get a 5% raise in a tentative agreement reached with their school district. CPR's Jenny Brundine.
The raise is a cost-of-living increase. The district is also drawing upon its reserves to give educators a one-time 2% payment. It's had to do that because Jeffco voters tax themselves for schools less than surrounding districts. Jeffco's starting salary is just over $55,000. The district will also offer employee-only health coverage at no cost to educators for three different plans. Meantime, the union's negotiation with the district for school support workers have broken down. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The U.S. Air Force Academy is inviting people to place flags on the graves of veterans this morning at the cemetery at the academy. The school will provide 1,500 flags as part of the annual commemoration ahead of Memorial Day. Volunteers don't need to RSVP, and veterans are not required to be in uniform. This event starts at 9:45 this morning at the U.S. Air Force Academy near Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.